You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, hands.
Good girl.
What you're hearing is a photo shoot at Austin Pets Alive. Mike Ryan is a volunteer at the shelter. He's trying to get a good picture of Summer, a brown lab mix. Two more volunteers are giving Summer treats in an effort to get her to face the camera.
I treat as if we're only going to have one picture to get through to the person who's going to be looking at the dog. So for that picture, the two things are eye contact, and the other thing is that the dog looks like it's smiling.
The whole process takes almost half an hour just for one dog, but they do get some good shots. It's a scene that's becoming more common at shelters across the state. They take the pets outside the kennel and try to take photos that show an animal's personality. Special photo shoots are especially focused on older pets and those that have been in the shelter for a long time. Dallas Animal Services Division Manager Jody Jones says good pictures get more animals adopted.
I will tell you, anecdotally, our pro photography program here at Dallas Animal Services has pretty much helped, I would venture, about 98% of the animals that we feature through our pro photography.
And there's research to support Jones's enthusiasm. Rachel Lampe is a vet in Florida, but she has also researched the impact of online photos on adoption. She published an article in the Journal of Applied Animal Welfare Science.
So I found that a great photo meant the dog got adopted 29 days faster than a poor quality photo. So overall, the great photos, the dogs were getting adopted with a mean average of 14 days versus 43 days for a poor quality photo.
So instead of just recruiting volunteer dog walkers and kennel cleaners, shelters are seeking out people to take photos of their animals. Bill Wilson is a realtor who spends time on the weekends to photograph dogs at Austin Pets Alive.
For me, taking pictures of the dogs, it's like Christmas. It's definitely enjoyable, but it does take time and dedication. You know, sometimes I don't feel like doing it, or it's just such a busy week, but I make myself do it because I know how much it can benefit the dogs.
Sometimes volunteers like Wilson just aren't available to take photos, or the shelters need their volunteers to focus on more immediate problems. Smaller shelters like the one in Bastrop have fewer resources to spare. Vivian Hemi manages Bastrop Animal Services.
I wish that we had enough volunteers to do a photo booth fun day. That would be amazing if we could do that. But unfortunately, because we are a rural shelter and our shelter is a little bit off the grid, it's, I want to say, quite difficult to get some volunteers out there.
And it's still difficult to get some animals adopted, even with a great picture. Remember Summer, the lab mix? Her glamour shots turned out great, but as of this writing, she's still waiting to find the right home. I'm Swati Narayanan for the Texas Standard.